Yes, we wait for you, Lord.
Come on, clap your hands.
Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that you are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2 and 5 says, you are as lively stones built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Yes, yes, hallelujah, amen. Thank God, amen, for just one more day. We thank God, amen, for being here on this morning. On this day, amen, the Saturday edition of Lively Stones Ministry, amen. We just thank God for what he's doing, what God is more than able to do, amen, exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can even ask or think by the power, amen, that worketh in you. Amen. Glory to God. Glory be the name of God. Ain't you excited, amen, this morning, amen, for we serve a good God. Amen. Peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Be multiplied unto you. Amen. On this morning. Amen. We thank God. Amen. For you, you. Amen. And especially you out there in our listening audience. Amen. On this morning. We're so, amen, thankful and grateful. Amen. For such another fine, wonderful opportunity. Amen, here to come before you, amen, just one more time, amen. How many know, amen, if God's have been good, God have held up his end of the bargain, amen. What about you this morning? Have you held up your end of the bargain, amen? Now that you have believed, amen, that you walk in Jesus Christ, that you may walk worthy, amen, of the Lord, amen, walking circumspectly, amen, always watching and praying, amen, and cease not to pray, glory to God, always coming before him with thanksgiving and supplications, amen, and having a watchful, amen, and standing in the gap for one another, for my brethren, amen. The Bible so declared that, knowing that your brethren going through the same affliction that you're going through. Sometimes we feel as though we got it worse than anybody else in this whole wide world. Amen. But somebody, I tell you, somebody's going through something far greater than you are. People starving. Amen. Look at the other countries. They don't have what we have here. Amen. In the name of Jesus. But glory to God. I'm so glad that God can be watchful here, as well as Israel, as well as Judah, as well as Egypt, and wherever, amen, you are at this morning. We serve a mighty God. His hand is not shortened that he cannot save. Amen. Glory to God. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Amen. Because he have done marvelous things. He have brought you out with a mighty hand and a scratched out arm. You ought to wake up this morning giving God praises with the high praises of God in their mouth and the two-edged sword in their hand. You ought to praise God right now where you at right now. If it had not been for the goodness of God, amen, in your life, amen, as you think things over, as you sat down and I think things over, how good God have been, amen, to you this morning. Glory to God. You're not laid up in a hospital bed. You're not in some jail cell, amen. You're not thrown away at carelessness with your life and going out drinking and carrying on and things like that, and you're intoxicated, amen, on this morning. You're not that way, glory to God, but you have a peace, amen, of mind. You have the Spirit of God that dwells on the inside of you, amen, that you will obey the voice, amen, of the Lord. Ain't you glad, amen, this morning that you've been born again, that you have been brought back, amen, unto the righteousness of God, to declare, amen, his glory and to perpetuation, amen, that you have been from the perpetuation of your sins, oh man, to proclaim the liberty wherewith Christ have made you free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. You are listening now to Lively Stones Ministry here at 89.9 FM WCNO. Amen. Go tell a friend, go tell a neighbor, amen, that Lively Stones Ministry, amen, is on the aisle. Oh, man, that the Ezekiel Jones can't do nothing, amen, for you. But I know a man that would stick closer than a brother, amen, that he, amen, is able, amen, and more than able to bring you up out of every situation that you are going through in your life. Glory to God. Let us look to the Lord for a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you. Just one more time, oh God, we thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. We thank you for your unmerited favor. We thank you for your mercy, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the peace that dwells within us, oh God, and only you can supply this peace, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for how you have allowed us, oh God, to come into a place that we may walk worthy of the Lord, that we might sanctify ourselves wholly, that also that we might glorify you, oh God, in the beautiness of your holiness in the name of Jesus. Now, God, as we begin to dive into the word, oh Lord, that we may eat thereof and partake of something that is so righteousness and pure, oh Lord, that only you can apply, only you can supply, and it's our access and it's our accessible, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray now, oh Lord, for the bereavement family on this morning. Somebody have lost a loved one over the weekend. Someone have feel as though their whole world have turned into complete darkness, oh God. But you are, oh Lord, a mind regulator, and you are the God of all comfort and of all source, oh God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, in your word is true, oh God. So now, oh Lord, touch them now. Let them know, oh God, that everything is gonna be all right. The songwriter said, I had a feeling that everything is going to be all right, according to, amen, the redemption through the blood of Jesus Christ, whom he have set you free. Glory to God in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We thank God. Amen. Once again, and I'm kind of feeling like David right now when David said in that psalm, that division of Psalms 122, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. You know, a lot of times we go through things in our life and we look for love and we look for answers in the wrong places. But when we turn our attention, we begin to turn our focus, amen, and to the word of the Lord, amen, God will begin to minister to us. He will begin to give us an encouraging word. When we are encountering something that we have no control over, and it got us baffled, and it got us in a sense of disillusion, and it got us in a sense of despair, and a sense of that I'm hurting inside, deep down inside, you know, spiritually hurting, and my feelings have been hurt. But I know, amen, that Jesus said a word, and he spoke a word, amen, in that St. John, that 12th chapter, around about the 32nd verse, he said, 32nd verse, he said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. If I be lifted up, I draw all men unto me. If I begin to praise God in what I'm going through, amen, things begin to happen. Things begin to change. Things begin to turn in my favor. Glory to God. And not so much as that when I'm going through some things in my life, that anybody can praise God when things is going well and things is going fine and everything is lovely and of a good report. support. Amen. But can you praise him and can you give him glory when things ain't going so fine in your household? Glory to God. In your personal life, glory to God. If he said, if I be lifted up, if only I be lifted up. See, you can't come to God unless you being drawn, amen, by God in the spirit, amen, of God. The glory to God. He said, I have loved you, amen, with a love and a kindness and of tender mercies have I loved you. Glory to God. Draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh unto you. The word of the living God. And when you walking and operating under the jurisdiction of God and the holy unction of God, you know this jurisdiction is a radius where you can only go but so far with the radius and go so far out of the radius if you are some type of a building code inspector out in the field. You can only go operate here in Martin County. You can't go. That don't do you no good in St. Lucie County or in Palm Beach County. That don't do you no good. So you can only operate within your jurisdiction and your friendly compound, amen, and where you operating, amen, glory to God at. So this is what the Lord wants from his followers. This is what the Lord wants from his children. God have given us not the spirit of fear, but of love and power and of a sound mind that he have clothed you with humility in your mind, amen, on this day, on this morning. And a lot of times we have to forget about what happened on yesterday. Yesterday have been recorded. It's done. We'll never, ever see that day again. Never, ever in history. Glory to God. So now this is a new day. This is a new edition. This is bargain upon, amen, a platform, amen, in an avenue, amen, of God now for what can I do for the Lord, amen, for this day that my jurisdiction, amen, it's a wide spread broad. See, with God, see, you can go, amen, and spread the gospel, go out into all of the world, glory to God. And as he said in his word, he commissioned them to go out all into all of the world, preaching the word, amen, of God. Amen. Glory to God. And this is what we have to do. Amen. As people of God and understanding that the jurisdiction of God, amen, is well beyond, amen, the four corners of walls of the church, is way beyond, amen, your household. Glory to God. But the house, amen, of God and judgment start, amen, at a one's house. Glory to God. Where is the house? The house is a physical house within your surroundings in your house, and it's also a spiritual house that dwells on the inside with which God, amen, dwells. Nostalgically speaking, for the pause of what with a sense of a better sweetness, bitter sweetness, amen, for when you was going through something in your life at one point in your life and you reflect back in your life what you was going through. Amen. But now that you have came over to the Lord's side now, and some of the things that you was going through when you was a unbeliever, glory to God. See, a physical person, you see, you still have the physical makeup of who you are and as far as a body structure is concerned. But there have been a shift, and it have been a move of God, and it has started, amen, in your mind, in your thought process, and how you carry yourself, and things ponder and it wonders in a believer mind. This is what get us off track, amen, for doing what God want us to do in his proclamation, in his agenda, and how can God, amen, lead us, and how God draws us, amen, and how we set ourselves apart, amen, and not being spotted with this world, but being unspotted with this world, because we live in a day now where there's a crooked and perverse nation. That's why he told us to be blameless, amen, before him. Glory to God. In love, that we live today in a crooked and perverse nation. Glory to God. That you be harmless, the sons of God, and many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Glory to God. You know, and we got to understand as believers and as people of God that we cannot operate in doing anything of our own, and of our own agenda, and of our own plans. Because we're taking away that which God have already placed on the inside of us. And we begin to neutralize ourselves, a sense of neutral. You neutral. You neutral, you can't move. You're stuck. And I don't know about you this morning, but as a personal, see, when a man come to God or a woman come to God, there's an exhortation that takes place. You know, you remember when the first day that you got saved. I remember when the first day that the Lord called me. Amen. And he called me into a place, first of all, of redemption. And when I have been redeemed by the Lord, amen, there was a sense of calmness came over me 27 years ago. And my whole thought process began to develop, amen, and having a character of God. And I began to look at things differently than what I used to look at them before. And all the negative thoughts begin to go out of the window. See, if all the negative thoughts is not going out the window within your everyday life that you're going through right now, you're not who you say you are. 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. They must go. And behold, all things have become new. And if that's not the case, my friend, we need to go back to the drawing board and be dipped again in the water, because it must be, amen, a renewness of life. You know, God is a majestic God. And without God, there's no life. The Spirit gives life. That's why Jesus said, these words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. And then the Spirit, it cultivates us. It tears up all the terrors on the inside, all the unrighteousness, all the filth, all the things that God cannot use in the individual, because God is pure and he's clean. So we talked a bit about that last week on the cleanness of God. Amen. And that we shall be holy before him. Amen. And love. Because he is a holy God. So if we're going to follow after his holiness, we must put off this moral, put off this flesh. Paul said that no good thing dwelleth in me, in my flesh. For the flesh profiteth little. He went on to say in the book of Galatians, I believe it is, fornication, idolatry, narthiness, witchcraft. Let not none of these things be named among you as becoming saints of God. And it's time to get back to the standards of God. 1 Peter, 2 Peter, that first chapter, when Peter began to speak, glory to God, that God have given me all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of God. Through the knowledge of God, having the mind of God. The Bible says, who have known the mind of God? Who have known the mind of God? But if we can just get a piece of the mind of God and just tap into the mind of God and how God, amen, go about doing things and the characteristics, amen, of God, because God knows them that who are here, that all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of God, who have called us from glory unto virtue. You the glory of God, friend. On the other side of this radio, you are the glory of God. God is shining within you from top to bottom. From the left side to the right side, God is the glory of God is all in you. Glory to God. It just need to be triggered. It just need to be ignited on the inside of you. And that word virtue means a standard. Virtue literally means standard. God is calling each and every one of us to a better standard. So I want to ask you a question this morning. There is always room for an improvement in the man and the woman of God. There's always room in improvement for the man and the woman of God. If I had a word for you this morning, that what the word would be. There's always improvement to go to higher heights and deeper depth. Never consider myself or never consider yourself to be comfortable at one stage in God. See, this is what the problem is now. See, we in our churches today, our culture, we done got too comfortable, you know, around our surroundings. Everything as usual. Business as pleasure. And we done made God's house as a pleasure zone. You got to remember that God's house, glory to God, is designed and set up, amen, for people to come and worship him and glorify him and people to come and be delivered and set free. People to come, amen, and get healed from their sickness, glory to God. That the word of God that we would be spoken, amen. I reminded that the man said, Jesus, can you come to my house? My son is sick, amen, but you don't have to come. Amen, just speak the word, glory to God. And the Bible so declared that the man's son was healed at that very such same hour. Amen. And that is the word of God right there, quick and powerful. Amen. Sharper than any two-edged sword, glory to God. We must know now our place set in God. Victory is mine. Victory is yours, friend, out there this morning. You already have the victory. And you ought to rejoice and be glad in it. Now, yeah, I know things ain't lining up like they should be lining up. Yeah, I know that trouble on every side. Glory to God, but I'm not in distress. Perplexed, but I'm not in despair. Persecuted, but I'm not forsaken. Cast down, but I'm not destroyed. Glory to God. Get up, keep on moving. Glory to God, because you got the glory of God, amen, shining all on the inside of you. Amen. You can go up out of your comfort zone. Your jurisdiction is widespread. It's a wide brand spread. Glory to God. There's a full count. 3 balls and 2 strikes. And if you look at them, when I used to play baseball, I should look at, hey, man, they want you to look at the third base coach. Glory to God. And he going to give you a signal. If you take it, and if in your wheelhouse, you hit it. Glory to God. But Jesus is saying right now that you got the green light. If it's into your liking, in that strike zone, you take a hack at it. Glory to God. But if it's not to your liking, be still and see the salvation of the Lord. See, God have already invested a great deal of power in us. The power is within you, exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can even ask or think. See, when the sons of God, according to Job, that first chapter, verse 6, when the sons of God came to present themselves, and the Bible said it was a day that the sons of God came to present themselves, and Satan came also. So what I'm trying to say here, Satan is always present. And the only way we can drive the evil forces out is to uplift the name of Jesus. You uplift the name of Jesus. I'm reminded, James 4 and 8 say that when Satan, amen, glory to God, he also believeth and tremble. Satan also believeth because he know the power of God. But I come to tell somebody this morning, amen, that the spiritual warfare that you fight, and it's all that lies on the inside of you. I come to stop by here today to tell somebody that you are armed and dangerous. Glory to God. And say no that you armed and dangerous, because the Bible tells us that he have to flee. Amen. When he come up against a child of God. See, he's not going to tempt them that full of the power of God. He might tempt them. But I'm trying to tell you right now, if you weak, and if you don't have not accepted God, and if you just tiptoeing through the tulips, and if you just in and out, and you just wishy-washy, and if you're not strong in the Lord, see, the Bible says in Ephesians 6 and 10, be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. See, if you can just be strong in him, and when you can just rejoice when things ain't going your way, I know it's hard to rejoice when things ain't going your way. I know it's hard. I've been there. But according to 1 Thessalonians 5 and 8, be thanks in all things in Christ Jesus, knowing that this is the will of God, amen, that you're going through right now. There's a rocky place right now. But thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph in victory. Glory to God. Low risk, high reward. What I mean by that, low risk, high reward, that mean that an unbeliever, that mean that a person that's not really sure about themselves, that have taken upon themselves to go out in this world without up under the protection of God, that's a low risk in your life, that if you have not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, your Lord and person and Savior, you have not follow how the Lord, amen, go about doing things. You have not sanctified yourself holy, glory to God. Low risk, high reward. And, you know, glory to God. Yes, yes. So this is high risk and high reward, low, no reward. This is of Satan. High risk, no reward, but low risk, high reward. It's in God. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Because according to 1 Corinthians 2 and 9, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into your heart for the things that the Lord hath prepared for them that love him. And as you look into Proverbs, this is the complete opposite, contrast, difference. Looking into Proverbs 14 and 12. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is the ways of destruction. In Jesus' name, we thank you for joining us. Amen. God did. Yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, everything that happened to me, that was good. God did. God did. Yes, he did. We thank the Lord for you tuning in and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week right here on WCNO.